right, here we are at 7 after the hour. Beyond Good Day. Some people say before Good Day. It's an extension of our Good Day attitude, but it's story time in a sense. Later in the hour, we'll be joined by Dr. Day, Jay Kumar. Who's that going to call him? Day.
Day.
It's the day for Jay. The day for Jay.
It's Jay Day.
And,
Jay Day.
That's like Jay Date.
With him, no, that's a... Isn't that the Jewish site?
Mm-hmm, for, yes, yeah, exactly. Okay.
So is there a C date? Or is there a...
There's a Christian dating site, yes.
Is there really?
Yes, yes there is.
Is there an M date?
What's that,
M? Muslim.
Probably. Probably. I think there's one for everything. Yeah.
Yeah, right. People who wear glasses, is there a dating site for them?
People have, in one form or another.
Now you're getting silly.
How about people who need... Wait a minute, let's get a dating site for people who have false teeth.
Oh, Lord.
You think that's a good idea? Let's have a
that'll dating be very site. Popular.
Yeah. Well, or people who don't have their own teeth.
Yes, here he is. Muslima.com. Muslim and singlemuslim.com. Muslimfriends.com.
Really?
Salamlove.com.
Salamlove. I like that.
Yeah.
Bestmuslim.com.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Muslimdarlings.com. ArabLounge.com. MuslimAndSingle.com.
See?
They have... Oh, no. I just edited it.
Thank you. Let's just move along before something happens.
I caught myself, Richie.
Yeah.
I caught myself.
I was more worried about Roberta when you started going.
Love Habibi. LoveHabibi.com.
Dating
Love
sites Habibi. For people with Love no Habibi. Teeth. I was had my finger on the button for that one.
711dates.com.
Yeah. So move along. Move along.
IslamicMarriage.com. IndonesianCupid.com.
There she goes. Sorry. We'll take care of that. I'll give her a minute to settle down.
In the meantime, I go back to what I was saying a minute ago about people who have ugly teeth.
She's still talking.
Of
I'm
course
looking
she
at the
is.
Levels on her
now.
Painter. Yeah, she's still talking.
She'll keep going. One of her charms.
Roberta, you're in the corner. You can be quiet for a minute.
All right. Give her the dunce cap and make sure that there's a stool in the corner for her, please.
60 seconds.
Okay. So, not to be facetious, but kind of a little bit, I was talking about the about people who have bad teeth and dating, you know, people without teeth. But there are a lot of things that go into making up how you look and how you feel about yourself. And one of them is the way your teeth look.
There was a dating site for denture wear. I found it. I don't believe it.
Now you got my curiosity. What's it? What's the site?
Dentures wearers, denturewearersdating.com.
Oh,
denture.
Lord.
No, the dating site refers to individuals that use denture wearer. And other oral prosthetic devices. Do they have photos, like, with dentures in, dentures
sure
out
do.
Photos?
That's a pretty
denture
sexy looking site. I mean,
dentures wearers are sexy.
They've got, like, some 29-year-old girl on the front.
What? The site is aimed at matching members who wear dentures and oral prosthetics. We are a new site and under construction, but sign up anyway. Post a pic with that beautiful smile.
Anna, age 35.
Right.
Denture fan.
I got an email
40.
From somebody yesterday who was worried about us going over
46,
the edge.
55.
And that's why I'm not, I had two things in my mind that I'm not saying right now because I appreciate this lady's attention to the quality of this program. And so I'm thank you, madam, for making me aware of where we go sometimes and perhaps how inappropriate it is. Although it's funny. I mean, if I said what I really was thinking.
I'm a man now,
yes.
looking for a woman.
It would be funny.
Yeah.
It would be.
It would
I mean,
be.
Most people would consider it funny, but then there would be others who would say,
yeah,
you offensive SOB.
Yes.
So, because you can't win all the time.
Oh,
you
shit.
Have some things that, you know, hello, in the barrel. Some of them go to the bottom and some of them stay at the top. Anyway, so I started talking about the world's most advanced teeth whitening system.
Yes.
And that's how we got down there. If you have yellow stained teeth, teeth that need attention, and you've been looking at some of these new kits. I still have some of the kits actually in my bathroom that I used to use as I have all kinds of teeth in my mouth.
Yes, you do.
I have...
Real ones.
Yeah, I have real ones. I have some that are veneers. I have some caps. I have crowns of all that stuff. And now I'm working on the power swab way to make, and I don't abuse myself, so my teeth are not really, for somebody my age, my teeth are actually pretty white. But if you have the desire to have white teeth and you don't like the process of sucking out the, yeah, that's what, you know, it's like for an hour, you can't talk. And when you pull that stuff out, it's like having a vacuum in your mouth, going to rip it away from your teeth, and the taste left in your mouth is awful. So, if you would like to have, I'm looking at this, they sent me actually a kit of this stuff, these swabs to get rid of the stains.
Open it up. What's it look like? Yeah. Right.
Let's see what they are.
Dig in that box.
See?
Oh, this
is the stuff you put on the swab.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Right. Take them
on
your
teeth. That's pretty simple and easy to use.
Yep, it is. So here's what you do, folks. If you're intrigued and you don't want to belong to the Ugly Teeth Dating Society, but there must be, Roberta, have you looked up to see if there's a white teeth dating group? See if you can find a white teeth dating group, and then you can join that after you work with the power swabs. 5 minutes. You swab your teeth for 2 minutes, and in 2 or 3 minutes later, bingo, you have white teeth. Power swabs work on natural teeth as well as all the other ones that I was just talking about. Risk-free supply of power swabs. Call the factory, the factory direct, because they aren't going to put this in the stores. 800-865-7602. 800-865-7602. A clinically proven way to make your smile whiter in just a few minutes. This is all natural. This is cool. And you get power swabs risk-free by dialing 800-865-7602.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
IBM System X, x86 servers, and a mid-size company.
One company makes these, and another these. Different companies with one thing in common, IBM System X x86 servers. They're flexible, affordable, and high-performing, with the System X 3650 M4 delivering up to 84% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
I lost weight with the Ambrin program.
I lost a ton of weight with the Ambrin program.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Ambrin program. That's because Ambrin balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-830-7680. That's 1-800-830-7680.
17 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Heather Bachman, Rich McFadden, and Roberta Fasinelli with stories. Heather has, where are you going to, what did you say to Richie about music?
Yeah, I was talking about singing karaoke.
Karaoke. How's that?
That's okay. Beautiful.
Perfect. I can do, I mean, I can.
That wasted 30 seconds. Yeah.
So I can sing anything. Give me a word, I'll sing it.
Words are for the nerds.
Can you imagine being in your apartment and having it be the middle of the night and having someone sing like that? Can you imagine having multiple people sing like that all night long?
Thrilling.
Apparently... Ole Beale didn't feel so much. He lives in an apartment building, and apparently one of his neighbors that lives across from him decided to host a karaoke party in his apartment on his terrace. So instead of just, you know, calling the police or banging on the door or whatever, what he did was Ole stayed up all night long and listened to and critiqued and then wrote out his critiquing and posted it in the lobby of all of the karaoke performers of the evening. His letter read, "To the people that kept us up all night by singing/screaming on their balcony, thank you for your epic performance. Your terrace faces 115 windows, so you really did have the perfect stage." Obviously, he was being a bit facetious, but he went on to rate all of the people that sang. It began with, he gave a 3 out of a 10-point scale to The Who's Pinball Wizard rendition that was performed at 2:23 a.m.
Where is this?
This appears to be in London. Yeah. It ended...
That's funny.
At 9:10 a.m. So they continued singing all night. I guess the ending song was Friday I'm in Love by The Cure.
Yeah.
Apparently, though, the 3:14 a.m. rendition of Aerosmith's Walk This Way was the low point of the evening. He actually wrote, "I hate this song." And for high points, the high point was Elton John's Tiny Dancer. He gave that a 7 and said it was actually quite good.
How many people were in this apartment at 2:30 in the morning?
It sounds like it was loaded. And the funniest part that caught me is he then writes, "As the song ended, one of you looked over to your courtyard and hugged the other. Your gesture to the beautiful sunny morning gave a little smile and said to the world, 'Yep, we absolutely nailed this.'" I mean, he just like, can you imagine staying up all night? I love the creativeness. He posted it in the lobby. Apparently, he's written other complete letters that have been well-received, too. He wrote one to Sir Richard Branson for the food that he had feels is subpar on Virgin Airways as well.
All right, so this guy's
here's. No, he's right, and here's why I'll say. Have you ever done karaoke, Doug?
Have I done karaoke? Have I done karaoke? I did. Remember, I told you
that's
the story.
That's right, Jerry Springer.
Jerry Springer and I did a karaoke performance at the opening of a new mini brewery. I had a taste of some of their beers when I was in Cincinnati.
If alcohol were banned again in this country,
there would be no more
karaoke bars. Would shut down.
Yes. Yeah.
The only reason there is karaoke is because there's drunk people.
Keno. Also, right? You wouldn't play Keno if all the
bars. No, Keno's just gambling.
Yeah, but that's in all the bars, isn't it?
Yes, it is in all the bars.
Not the ones I'm going to, thankfully.
Yeah. All right, 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients
nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Here we are at 23 past the hour. Dr. Jay Kumar coming at the bottom of the hour. In the meantime, we have more stories. Rich McFadden has his drama hat on. Remember drama from the Entourage show?
Entourage, yeah.
Right, okay. So Richie's going to be drama here.
Well, there's nobody that's not as used to drama as and O.J. seemed to have made his way back into the news again. Apparently, O.J. is very upset at his oldest daughter, Arnell, who's now 43 years old, and says that she has squandered away all of his, not all of his money, but the money that he gets from the NFL every single month, $300,000 a month he gets. And, not a month, a year he gets, and she has squandered it all away on parties and drinking and booze, and has cut her out of his will. Guess who has made it into his will? Khloe Kardashian.
Really?
So OJ has put Khloe in his will.
OJ has put Khloe Kardashian in his will. He thinks apparently that he doesn't have that much time left on this planet and has updated her in his will because he believes that she is the love child of OJ himself and Kris Jenner.
And Chris, I could see it.
But what does Chris say?
Apparently, she sidestepped the whole thing when reports came out.
So there you go.
And they're all kind of ignoring it. But apparently when Robert Kardashian, before that, he and Robert Kardashian were good friends, they said that OJ had plenty of little trysts with Kris Jenner. And that was before Robert Kardashian helped represent OJ in his trial.
Ooh, how weird.
Mm-hmm.
Must have been weird. But you know what? So, I remember, like, there were seasons back in the Kardashian show where Khloe made her mother do a DNA test because she was saying she didn't feel that she was her child, but she didn't feel she looked or fit in.
Well, apparently, even Robert Kardashian's other ex-wives are saying they believe that OJ is the dad of Khloe.
I could see it. I could see it. Actually, she and Arnell do bear some resemblance. If you put them side by side, I could see
That's pretty juicy stuff, man.
That's real juicy. Woo, Rich, you gossip girl. Love it.
How would you like to go from thinking, it was Robert Kardashian passed away, though, right?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. From your dad is one person to all of a sudden your father is O.J. Simpson.
O.J. Simpson. Not just a man. O.J. Simpson.
What kind of a mental game does that have to play with you? Although, you got the money now. You're on O.J.'s will. Which apparently, Fred Goldstein, O.J. owes Fred Goldstein, what, $30 million?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, O.J.'s money that he gets from the NFL is protected. And all the rest of his money is in Cayman Island accounts and untouchable.
So the Goldman family is essentially not getting anything or at this point. Wow.
I'm looking at a picture of Kris Jenner. I don't think she's very attractive at all.
Kris Jenner.
She's kind of hard-looking and what you would expect from... I've never seen her before. But what you'd expect from the kind of shrewish stuff that she says, she looks like that. People take on the look of who they are or what they are. I see... nothing in her that's attractive, warm, inviting.
You they bear a resemblance.
Yeah.
They truly do.
Chloe and OJ?
And Arnell.
And Arnell, the daughter.
Yeah.
All right.
Ooh, this is juicy.
All right, so anyway. How many other of these? I bet you OJ's got a bunch of other love children around.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt. There's no doubt.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
Heather, have you ever checked your DNA?
I think I should.
Yeah.
Me and Chloe are looking alike.
Way, you know, I was hoping that, you know, maybe I looked like some big rock star or something like that. But no, I look way too much like my parents.
I look just like Chloe. 5'1" blonde.
That's funny, Richie. When I look at Charlotte, I think of you.
Well, when I look at Charlotte's butt, I think of you.
Oh, boy. There it is. All right. So Dr. Jay Kumar here in a few minutes, empowering lessons from September 11th, right around the corner on Good Day.
The Pikes Peak region welcomes you back to the beauty of the Purple Mountain Majesty, to the adventure of the great outdoors, to world-class shops, restaurants, and hotels, to our rich history and heritage, to the events, attractions, and culture that make memories for a lifetime. Colorado Springs and the Pikes Peak region, welcome back. For more information, www.visitcos.com.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards or postcards and get 250 free. Details in store or at staples.com/250free. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We've got a program with an interest rate that's dramatically lower than the current rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage. It's called our 7-1 adjustable rate mortgage. The rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.625%, APR 2.94%. This incredibly low rate is locked until the year 2019. After that, it may adjust once per year. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why, for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.625%, APR 2.94%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Since now, 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. An independent study showed that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Good day program. Rich McFadden is here with Roberta Fasanelli, Doug Steffen, Heather Bachman, and Dr. Jay Kumar is here to help us as we talk about obstacles that can melt away if only, and you fill in the blank. How many if-onlys are there that are in the way of either financial success, romantic success, good health? What is it? Most people will tell you that their problems are romantic, monetary, or health. Right, Jay? When you talk to people who come to you for a consultation, they want help in 99% of the cases with one of those three things, or perhaps all three of them. Right?
You know, it's either it's love, money, or health, you know, or career sometimes as well.
It's sort of money comes in. And most of them.
Yeah. Yes and no. But yeah, but love, money, and health are always the three pillars, if you will, that I always get asked about. And here's the thing we have to understand. You know, I was kind of chatting with the lovely ladies, Roberta and Heather, before the show, and we were talking about loss and grief. And just understanding that life is full of challenges and life is full of abundance. And the trick is really understanding.
You can have lots of losses and lots of grief.
Well,
abundance in those areas.
But here's the thing we have to understand, and this is something I share with all my clients, I'm sure with you as well, and I share this with my college students that I teach my courses also, is that, and this may sound glib, but I really want to say this to you, is that life is all about change. Mm-hmm. We can't control sometimes the circumstances of our life, but what we can control is how we choose to adapt the circumstances in our life. If life throws us a curveball, which might be temporary, we have to understand that in the bigger picture, everything actually is happening for a very powerful reason.
All right, let me ask you, let me just, as we go through this, give you some moderately direct examples of knowing that you need to change something for a lot of things. Understanding in a way that is that's conscious, but then making up your mind that you are going to do something about them, and seriously making up your mind that you're going to do something about whatever you perceive to be, or maybe others perceive to be, problems with you. If others see these, oftentimes they are real. You may not want to admit to them, and that's the first, that really is the first step. Admitting that there's something that needs work, and then going through the work, and is difficult as it, you may go a little bit and then you'll stop. And you'll say, okay, well, I've done this, so now everything's going to be better, right?
Right, right. No. You know, the longest journey begins with one step.
Yeah.
And the first step is that self-recognition that we desire to have, we desire to have improvement or, change the circumstances of our life. And here is the thing which is so remarkable. As you all know and there at the show, I teach neuroscience, well, cognitive neuroscience, and looking at how the brain really can transform not only the body but our just general outlook on life. And here's the thing that we have found over and over again in this remarkable new discipline of science called social neuroscience. Social neuroscience really looks to see how our brain really impacts the quality of our life and our society and our interaction with the world and with others. And here's the thing they found over and over again. We can now correlate in the brain areas and regions of the brain that actually correspond to optimism versus pessimism in life. And here is the remarkable thing. We have two parts of the brain. You all know there's the right hemisphere and the left hemisphere, correct? We all know that from, like, biology 101. And the thing that just showed over again is that the area of the brain known as the right prefrontal cortex, so basically that's the part of your brain right above your right eye. You can kind of think about that area right there. They've shown over and over again that that part of the brain is more active and more stimulated and has more activity, neural activity, than the left part of the brain for people who tend to have a more optimistic look on life, regardless of all the challenges that they experience. So that part of the brain, known as the right prefrontal cortex, is the area of the brain that makes us feel self-worth, value, purpose and meaning in life, regardless of the circumstances that surround us. Whereas the left part of the brain, the corresponding left part of the brain, the left prefrontal cortex, tends to be more developed and more activated with people who just go through life feeling that life is a struggle. Life is just one miserable, circumstance after another, who have a very pessimistic outlook on life. But here's the beauty of this, Doug, and to Heather, and to Rich, and to Roberta, and all of you out there as well. Here is the great thing. Even though you might have a pessimistic or maybe a challenge, perspective on life, that can change. You can actually, there are tools that we now know from neuroscience that can help you shift that the activity from the left prefrontal cortex, which is more about pessimism and depression, into the right area of the brain, which is more about optimism, abundance, and prosperity. And the biggest thing they've shown over and over again how to stimulate this, and it's going to sound so, it's going to stupefy you when I say this, are two things. One is shifting the quality of your breath, and the second is cognitive visualization. And you might be wondering, how can something as simple as the breath just alter, my sensation, my feeling, going from a state of, grief or anxiety or stress or depression to one of optimism, abundance, and prosperity? But here's the thing. The part of the brain, or a part of the breath, what the breath does, how we choose to breathe, really determines how we choose to live, how we choose to heal, and more importantly, how we choose to be.
The essence of what you're saying is so much a part of, it's becoming more of a part of mainstream. Richie, what was the commercial I recorded yesterday in which I had to, as part of the commercial, take a deep breath acknowledging whatever it was? I remember taking a deep breath. I don't remember what the commercial was for because I do dozens of these, but there was a commercial I'm selling a product, and in the middle of the commercial, I take a deep breath. The script calls for me to take a deep breath. And so I do that in the commercial, acknowledging how important that is to get the context of the commercial.
We've all heard that phrase called take a breather.
Yeah.
And you know, we say Stouffer's.
We say
it, but it literally has validity to it. You know, I'm telling you, you know, that phrase, hey, when life gets stressful and you're like feeling anxious and someone says, hey, just pause and just, you know, take a breather. It literally has palpable neurobiological validity behind it. And here's what happens. Most of us, unfortunately, do a form of breathing, which is, it's shallow, it's actually disjointed, and it doesn't actually, go into all, utilizes all areas of our lung capacity. And so there's a part of the body called the diaphragm, which is pretty much your solar plexus right below, in the middle of your chest. That part of your body, the diaphragm, needs to be activated when you do breathing. And it's a very simple technique. You know, most of us go through life having our breath being, you know, rapid and quick and disjointed.
We're not thinking about it. We don't think about our heartbeat. We don't think about our breath. We're not conscious even of how we think sometimes, Jay.
Right. But here's the thing we've now noticed. You can actually, there's a correlation between your how conscious you are and present in your body. And that actually is reflected in the quality and the ability for you to go into your breath. And so when people are anxious, when people are always nervous, or people are always kind of seeing the world through these glasses of doom and gloom and just seeing the world through grief and loss and everything else, their breath actually can, actually is reflective of that. They tend to have more shallow breathing. Yeah. That, unfortunately, tends to stimulate what we call the sympathetic nervous system, which is the fight or flight response. So we actually automatically go into this fear.
Let me interrupt you one point here and just make an exclamation point for Doug.
Yes.
Everybody here will know what this means.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Doug does that when he's feeling the pressure. He's like, and he does that breathe.
And I've been doing a lot more of it lately.
Yeah, he's been doing a lot lately. And I can tell when he does the... So what is that telling us, Jay?
Richie, it's so funny. I'm actually I'm in the two university courses that I'm teaching right now. I begin each of my classes by having my students... I have about 25 students each of my courses right now. We start the first 5 minutes of every class, I have all my students do a centering breathing exercise.
Right, so we should do that here.
We can do it here right now. But let me just tell you what that does. When my students, this is the third week of class, and just in the third, just having had, I think, six classes right now, doing this exercise for just 3 to 5 minutes, my students are already feeling a difference. So here's the thing. Just a few minutes of this breathing exercise can really palpably alter the quality and the state of your, not only of your body, but your mind and your overall well-being. And here's the trick. The first thing we have to do is just slow the breath down. Now, most of us probably do about 12 rounds of breathing per minute. But what they've shown, if we can slow that down to about 8, to about 8 to 10, that actually will allow the brain to go from that fight or flight response into what's called the relaxation response.
So, right, just to clarify here, you mean instead of taking 12 shorter breaths,
we take seven to eight slower, deeper breaths.
Don't hold your breath in between each breath.
Well, you can actually, maybe just pause on the inhale. I actually tell my students that, and this is for you, all of you there as well, when you take your first breath, inhalation, count to 5 seconds, pause at the top for about half a second, and then slowly exhale equal amounts, 5 seconds. So try this. I know I heard you over there.
Doing
that.
Doug.
No, I'm right with it, and it's one of the many things that require my concentration at this stage of my
life.
Here
is the thing: once you can focus, and this is the reason why, when you can focus your attention on the breath, it automatically shifts your focus and awareness from everything else that's racing through your mind.
Say that again.
When you can focus on your breath, just focusing on just doing this conscious breath work for just 5 minutes, for those 5 minutes, your mind is actually not thinking about all the 100,000 things it has to do.
Yeah, I was about to say, in this day and age, it is so hard to be focused.
That's
on
why you
nothing.
Do it at the beginning of the day when you first
that's
wake up.
You know when I do it?
That's what I've decided. That's what
I turn the radio off in the car and I do it on the way in.
Yeah.
That's great.
I sit in the car.
You know this as well from having done, I think you do Taekwondo, right?
Yeah.
You know, the first thing they teach you in martial arts, whether it's through Tai Chi or yoga or other forms of somatic exercise where you really have to be focused on your body, what's the first thing you do? You focus on your breath.
Yeah.
But isn't that the basis of meditation also, Jay?
It is. You know, Roberta, that's so great you asked that question. You know, we say these words, meditation, yoga, Tai Chi, Taekwondo, Aikido, martial arts. Mm-hmm. What they all have in common is that the fundamental principle, the common denominator to all of those practices is that they discipline the body and the mind through the breath.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is. The term I use is called centering. You know, centering is a neutral term that really just allows the body and the mind to come into that state of alignment. And they've shown over and over again that when you can slow your breath down to about, you know, taking an inhale for 5 seconds, pausing for about half a second, and doing equally duration exhalation for 5 seconds, it takes practice. It takes discipline. Like anything else, the brain is a muscle that you can train and discipline. And so when you can shift that focus of your breath to becoming more grounded, deep, abundant, rich, flowing, effortless, believe it or not, those same qualities begin to slowly manifest in your daily life.
And you know, and this is totally serious, I find this works as well in other things. Like when I drink wine, take it in Jay, you're a big wine guy. Okay,
I am.
Drink it slow.
Yes.
Hold it.
Mm. Pause. Savor it.
Then swallow.
And then swallow it. And then enjoy
beer
it. Exactly.
Too. Yeah.
So you can think
enjoy
of
enjoy that beer.
Yeah, same thing. You know, anything that you doing this I call it like a conscious breathing exercise. And this is the first step. It is slowing the breath down. Of course, there are other steps that I teach as well in my technique. But the first thing is to really just begin to slow the breath down. Just first, maybe just becoming aware of how you're breathing. You know, as Roberta, you just said, most of us are so unconscious of how we even breathe. We take it for granted because it's part of our autonomic, system. And so when we can just focus our awareness of how we're breathing, this begins to completely shift. It's the first portal which we can can get us on that journey. And kind of looping back to what we were talking about, Doug, earlier on, you know, just as you started on the show, you know, how can we use certain tools and techniques to help us overcome stress, grief, loss, the challenges we have in life? You know, we sometimes can't change the circumstances that are around us in our life, but what we can change, what we have complete control over, is how we choose to respond to these circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key I'm trying to underscore here. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't have a magic wand to tell you, hey, life's going to be great.
Well, that's
you
what everybody wants, though. Everybody wants a magic wand because it's easy to take a pill, any of those things.
The magic wand is something you have all along. It's your breath.
Yep. Take a deep breath now, and everyone will move on, move up, move out. Dr. Jay Kumar, check out his website, Dr. Jay Kumar, K-U-M-A-R, drjaykumar.com. Here on the Good Day program, it's 51 past the hour.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The best of the host, Raheem Leslie Segretti, of all of the how many home improvement shows are there now? Two or three others that hold a candle to you. I think there's three others. Yeah. All right, too many. We need to get rid of them. And you live in Jersey. Tom, can't you take care of those other three shows? Like, yeah. Your pals in Jersey take care of them. What's the problem here?
Where the hosts of the other home improvement shows end up with cinder block shoes on the bottom of the river somewhere.
Yeah, right. They go through the refinery process.
I've got a concrete question for you.
Exactly.
Hey, Tom, I've watched all the
Tom,
home improvement
Rich has
over
a
last,
question for you.
Couple of weeks, and your better-looking sidekick, Leslie Segretti, I haven't seen her on the TV in the past couple weeks. Is she up to like 10 kids now and can't do any more TV?
No, she's pregnant. She's expecting in just another month or so, and so we're all thrilled for that. And you know, television doesn't really show
like
your
pregnant
best side.
Women. Yeah,
doesn't
look like pregnant women. But you're not that great looking either. So why are you on TV?
Well, that's why he does the radio side. Why she does the TV side?
It's a good combination.
Yeah. All right, Tom Kreidler is here, co-host with Leslie Segretti. You got that from the introduction here on Good Day of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, heard on hundreds, if not thousands, maybe millions of radio stations around the country every weekend, and online at moneypit.com. Anyway, the blog that Tom has managed to bring to us at DougStephan.com, the Better Living Box, Fall Savings, Your Electric Bill, as we get into, I'm not sure this is true anymore, because so many people have air conditioning now. Their bills are as high in the summer, getting air conditioning, as they are in the winter for heating. So the way to save money in the summer and the winter is the same, isn't it, as far as making sure the windows and doors and all that stuff are sealed up?
Yeah, it's an interesting question because people don't think about things like leaky, drafty houses when it's August.
No.
But the truth is that your home is just as leaky and drafty in August as it is in January. You just don't feel it.
And
but
besides,
you do
this
feel,
is September, and it could be just as leaky in September.
Well, right. But my point is that you do feel those drafts.
Right.
And so, you know, sealing up your home and improving your insulation and taking care of all the things that we traditionally do this time of year does deliver a long-term benefit.
And that would be...
Well, first of all,
spending so much money on
electricity.
Exactly.
Right. Well, exactly, of course.
And you're dealing with the monoliths, about three or four companies that own everything, and they don't. This is how ridiculous these people are. Anytime I get a chance to give them a little of the old one to, I'm happy to do it. So we have single-phase power at the farm.
Right.
And in order to put solar in so that I can be environmentally responsible, yep. It has to be upgraded to triple phase. So these phonies at NSTAR say they can't do it unless we pay them, I think it's $40,000 or something, because the farm was isolated, and at either end there's three phase, but right here there isn't.
So in other words, you're trying to save some money, but they're trying to find a way to get you on the other side.
I'm trying to save energy and do responsible things with solar power and wind power, and they're getting in the way of it because they're such phony BSers.
Right.
That's the kind of stuff you run into. Anybody who tries to do anything runs into all this stuff, whether it's government or big business. It's the same crud. They're so full of it.
You know what else? We're getting all of these utility companies now are finding new sources of competition through the energy resellers.
Good.
And, it's good, but now there's every day we're getting telemarketers calling us, right?
Yeah,
I started to recognize the area codes. I just don't answer the phone anymore.
Right, that's all. All right, here's a letter that came in to Tom from a lady named Nicole who listens in Tennessee. She lives in an 80-year-old house, Tom, has steel plumbing pipes. Uh-oh. Water out of one sink seems to run slower than the other sinks. Do you think this means I'm going to have to replace my water pipes? Dun, 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 dun.
Well, actually, Doug, not necessarily, because when you have strong water pressure in most of your house, but just one sink, for example, that doesn't, then that doesn't mean that all the pipes are bad. Now, 80-year-old pipes are 80-year-old pipes, and they're going to rust internally and close down and reduce water pressure. But first thing I would do is check the aerator on the sink. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've taken off the aerators of lavatory sinks and found just a pebble or two of gunk covering the screen.
Gunk!
And you pull that out, rinse it out, and instantly you've got full water pressure again. So it doesn't take much.
How do you do
water that? Water has a little bit of debris in it sometimes. The aerator's that tip on the faucet. You just unscrew it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
There's two or three pieces in there.
Yeah. I have to do this my kitchen sink every now and then.
Yeah.
Just remember the order in which you take that apart, Nicole, so you kind of get it. It's a bit of a puzzle to put back together.
And which way the aerator screen goes back on, up and down, you can
now,
get it back.
But the other thing is, if you are going to replace your pipes, you can do all the accessible ones first. Like all the horizontal pipes, they're the ones that rust the most. So do the easy ones first. Don't worry about the one that's buried in the yard. And do that
Tom Kreitler. The host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.